Laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Our scripture reading for our devotion tonight is found in John chapter 21, and I read from verse 15. And it reads as thus: After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question. Simon, son of John, do you love me more? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. And a third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Peter was hurt and then being asked the question the third time. And he said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Beloved, we have just celebrated the Easter, but especially the resurrection 7 days ago. And all of a sudden it seems like everything has gone quiet. It seems like the world has come to a dead end. And this must have been similar to the feel of the disciples. And while they were sitting down in the upper room where Jesus said they must wait on him, Jesus appeared unto them, not once, not twice, but three times Jesus appeared to his disciples to prove that he's not dead, but he has risen from the grave and that he's alive. And this should have been a motivation to the disciples, but yet we know that there were some doubts. And we see that some of the disciples, they were scared because of the persecution. They were scared that they will also be crucified. But when we look at our portion of scripture tonight, I would like to use this portion of scripture to motivate you tonight. Because there's many times that we as believers find it very hard to do God's will because of the things that has happened in the past. Now we notice that the past 7 days, as we have celebrated the resurrection of our Savior, we find now there's a man called Peter, one of the disciples, that find it very difficult in the situation, because looking at the past couple of days that has went by, and now we felt he's sitting all alone. And sometimes there's doubt that creeps into the mind of mankind. And then it feels like it's impossible just to put off the offenses and the mistakes that they've made and leave the hurts behind. Peter experienced a kind of trouble, like all of us, that were brought onto him by himself because he had a self-centered attitude. And even with all the hang-ups, Jesus still had a deep, deep abiding love for him. We notice here in our verses of scripture for our devotion tonight, what we can learn of the motivation that Jesus gave unto Peter. We see our Savior always called for service. And up to this point, we notice that never in scripture did we find that Jesus asked multitudes or the disciples or the sick that came for healing, whether they love him or whatever, to prove their love for him. You know what? Jesus taught himself. He says, you must love your neighbor. You must love one another. You must love even your enemies. So Jesus, he modeled God's selfless, steadfast, overcoming, undying, and a redeeming love. Yet he never posed this question. But notice, when Jesus came to Peter, not once, but three times, Jesus asked this question. But also take note that Jesus visited them to prove that he's alive. But Peter maybe had something, feeling of the sin of the past, how he denied the Lord three times. And when we read into the account of Mark, that he wrote in Mark chapter 14, verse 66 to 71, we find that three times Peter, he denied knowing Jesus. Yet Jesus' love was still out there for Peter. But Jesus never commanded a force or required Peter's love. Jesus began to ask him a simple question by asking him, do you love me more than these? I like the way that the scripture puts it, because it never mentioned what is the things that Jesus pointed out while they were sitting down. But we know that Peter was the one that said, listen, man, all these things that has happened, I'm going back fishing. And he took the others that were with him in the upper room, he took them with, and they, because they were fishermen. And then Jesus met them by the things that has made the most out of them, what was important to him. So Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Those things that you are seeing, maybe the boats, maybe the sea, maybe the business, maybe the people around. But Jesus penned this question. Maybe there was grown-ups. Maybe there was children also on the seaside. But Jesus asked the question, do you love me more than these? Never in the scripture did point out to say what was the these that Jesus pointed out. And when Peter answered Jesus, he said, tend my lambs. Now when we look at the phrase that he said, tend my lambs, I feel it means the little ones. It means the important things, the little important aspects of Jesus' ministry. Remember how Jesus said to these disciples, suffer these little children to come unto me and forbid them not, because of such belongs to the kingdom of heaven. Children matters to God. And Jesus said, tend my lambs, which means these little ones. But these lambs don't stay small. Lambs grow big into sheep. And the second time when Jesus asked the same question, and Peter answered the same way, you Lord, you know I love you. I love you, Lord. But Jesus then said to Peter the second time, shepherd my sheep. You know, sheep growing into, coming now into an adulthood or young adulthood, which is a step up from a little lamb. Tending lambs is one job. But tending now to the sheep, it gives you another sphere of life. It's another area where you got to fit into it. Jesus then, you know, he looked at Peter. He maybe looked at all the disciples, but specifically at Peter. And he again, he asked him, Peter, son of John, do you really love me more than these? You know, Peter got so hurt. He felt deep down inside. And he said, Lord, you know everything. Because the challenge was put back to Peter in saying, now you must tend my sheep, which means you must keep on caring for my sheep. Remember Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, I am the door of the fold, and my sheep will know my voice, and they will come into the fold and out, and they will find rest. Jesus was telling Peter something, but Jesus was reinstituting Peter into the ministry, because Peter, he got grieved inside his heart. He came down to the point of saying, Lord, you know everything. You know that I've denied you. Lord, you know everything about me. And you know, when Peter came to the point of forgiveness, the beauty thereof is, the motivation that Jesus gave him was, Peter, I reinstate you into the ministry. But it not only for one area of ministry. It will be for the little ones. It will be for the middle age. And it will be forever for the older ones. Peter, I want you to take note of this motivation I want you to do there. Because when we are motivated by love for the work of God is true, then it will be effective. It will not be exhausting, Peter. And even though you feel that you mishap, and you feel that down, you must understand that I need you to do the ministry the way that I've called you to do. I'm going to pray right now, and I want to ask you to look deep into your heart. as Jesus has called us for this part of the ministry, that whatever keeps us and hindering us from doing God's work, that we will come to a confession and say, Lord, you know everything. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, as you have called us, Lord, to tend to your lambs and to your sheep, Lord, that we will do it, Lord, as your word declares, that we will study your word, Lord, so that we rightly can divide the truth, as Paul said to Timothy, Lord, study to show yourself approved unto God. I pray tonight, Lord, may your word find a lodging place in our hearts. And Father, that as we go into your word later on, that Father God, that your spirit will open up more unto us. Bless your word to our hearts, and may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.